Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. The secret of marketing is understanding the language to use to identify the problem that a customer is going through, to identify a problem that a customer is thinking of, to identify a problem that a customer has. And to market oneself, to market a product, to market a service, one has to be willing to understand what they're marketing and who are they marketing to. And it was so confusing to me to really understand that marketing is not just creating a flyer. Marketing is just not speaking out to a crowd. Marketing is not just putting yourself out in front of other people. If you get out in front of other people and you're saying languages and you're using terminology that your ideal customer isn't using, it's not marketing. You're just talking. You're just speaking. You're just communicating. And what I've learned is that when you start to market to a specific person, this specific person has similar problems, because you have to be willing to market to this person so this person can market to other people. And so this person can actually identify who are like them, who they are like. And in order to do that, you really have to be willing to learn more about your customer. But you have to be willing to learn about your customer because you have to be willing to market yourself. When you market yourself, you're using the language that your customer is using. So this is so important. So welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we're speaking about personal development, marketing strategy, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing strategies and how you can start using it to be more effective, to be a better communicator, and connect with people who are willing to listen to you, who are willing to connect with you, and who are willing to learn from you. But they have to learn from you when you are able to use the right language, the right terminology, the right information. The right information has to be presented where your customers can really understand what you're saying and how you're going about delivering it. And so, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and if this is your first time, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, go ahead and hit that like, and wait towards the end and leave a comment below to share what you think around marketing. So let me go ahead and write down the title, marketing, like the secret ingredient to marketing. The secret of marketing. Marketing. The secret of marketing. So when I first started learning more about business earlier in 2024, I'm learning about business. I'm learning how to communicate. I'm learning how to speak and identify who I would like to serve. But as I'm learning this, it was difficult for me because I'm in the advertising, the marketing space, and I'm thinking everyone needs marketing. Everyone who has a business, they need marketing. And so what I came to realize is that if you are looking to serve everybody, you can't serve anyone, because everyone is not your customer. But it was so hard for me to understand why can't everyone be your customer if everyone has a business, or if the majority of people has a business. Oh, if entrepreneurs has a business and they have customers they selling to, why can't that not be your customer? Or why can't you market to all of your customers or speak directly to all your customers? And it was hard for me to recognize and learn that is that all customers can't be your customers. because there's different products, there's different problems, different pain problems. And when you're marketing yourself, you have to identify the problem, the pain point, and how you can go about solving it. And so it was so confusing to me. So I'm like, I'm in marketing, I'm in advertising, like, this is what I want to do, this is like what I want to pursue. But as I'm pursuing this particular field, this particular area, I recognize that everyone is not my customers, because everyone is not in business. Everyone does not have the budget to market. Everyone are not ready to grow their customer base. And when I learned how important identifying who you would like to talk to, who you would like to serve, who you would like to market to, it made me realize that there's a lot that goes on with business. There's a lot that goes on with this process, because the process may seem straightforward. It may seem like a great idea, but it's just a great idea. And in order for it to be more than just a great idea, it has to be strategically planned in a way where you can identify who you would like to serve, who you would like to help, and how you would like to go about helping them. You can't help everybody, but you can help somebody, because somebody needs your message. And it was so confusing to me. So I'm like, how am I supposed to know who needs my service, or who need my help, or who I can help? And I'm asking different questions. I'm going to different business cohorts. I'm going to different programs. And I'm just asking, like, how do you know? How can you identify who your customer is? I'm reading all these books. I'm listening to all these podcasts, and I'm just learning. I'm just listening. I'm just like, what is going on? And so as I'm asking questions, I get the same answers from different people. I get the same response from different individuals. I get the same type of answer from individuals who I'm seeking help from. And they just mentioned that everyone can't be your customer, so you have to identify who you would like to serve. So how do you narrow down who you would like to market to in a way where you can connect with the right people? See, that's the first point. That's the first point I want to hit on, is that the secrets of marketing. First, you have to identify who you're speaking to. Identify who you're speaking to. Who you're speaking to. Speaking to. It's to identify who you're speaking to. Because you can't speak to everybody, and it's a way to go about communicating, but you can't communicate in to everyone. It's just impossible. And so as I'm in these different business classes and I'm getting help, I'm getting assistance. I remember when I first pitched my business, and as I'm pitching my business, not only am I pitching my business, I'm pitching myself to an audience, to strangers, to people who are in the crowd, who are in the audience. And so as I'm communicating to others, as I'm marketing myself, I'm using the language that I was familiar with. And when I was able to use the language that I was familiar with, because I had the problem that I was trying to solve, I recognized the problem that I was solving. I can't speak like the expert. I was in this business course, and the guy that was teaching the course, he was teaching around communication. He said, The thing when people get into business and they have degrees, they're smart, they've been in school for a long time, they've been focused on this problem for a long amount of time, and as they're focusing on it, they forget the language. They forget the language that was used before they even learned the skill, learned the information, gained the degrees. There's a specific thing that someone is saying at a moment in time that they're feeling this pain. And so the guy said that when you have to use the language that they can respond to, that they will connect with, and that they will understand, because this is the language they're using every single day. So it's still confusing to me. So I'm like, how do you were supposed to remember what you were saying in the beginning of the process before you learn how to articulate the problem, how to understand the information, how to learn the knowledge, how to learn the terminology? How are you supposed to understand what you have already learned if you already been through it? And then it hit me, is that when you're marketing, you're able to unlock what you have learned, because what you have learned is always in you. You just have to remember the words that you was using. And it's hard to remember the words that you was using, because the words that you was using, your vocabulary has increased. Your vocabulary has improved. You no longer speak the same. In fact, you speak a little bit smarter, because you're a little bit educated. And as you're a little bit more educated, you forgot the words that you was using. You forgot the pain and problem that you was going through. As you forgot about the pain and problem that you was experiencing, you forgot how to communicate to that problem. You forgot how to express that problem. You see, when you identify who you're speaking to, you're able to market in a way where you can communicate with the person that's willing to hear it, with the person that needs to hear it, with the person that has the problem. But you can only speak to the person who has the problem when you know how to position the words correctly. See, when I first started my journey half a decade ago, I was creating content. I was creating videos on my phone. And as I was creating videos on my phone, not only was I using what I had, but I had to start ugly. I had to start with what and not knowing everything. Because as I continued along the process, I start to learn how to be more confident on camera. I wasn't confident. I started making podcasts. When I started recording myself, it was a struggle for me because I didn't know how to show up and make videos. See, the problem, the pain was me showing up on camera. Was me showing up on camera to deliver value, to deliver a message, to give some type of word. And so it was so difficult for me to be comfortable on camera because I didn't know how to be comfortable on camera. You see, creating a podcast, I didn't really fully understand it was a podcast until I continued along the journey. I was like, oh, this is called a podcast. At first, I was just creating videos. I was using my phone to create videos. I didn't know anything about a podcast. I didn't know this is what it's called. What I was doing is that I was using what I had. I had my phone. My phone had a camera. And even though I had the camera on my phone, not only do I have the camera on my phone, I'm able to record myself. I'm able to record myself and identify how this is helping me, how this can help me, because it shows me that I'm on the right path. I don't have to have everything. I just have to have something that will help me along the process. See, when you identify who you are speaking to, you're marketing yourself because you're marketing yourself in a way that's going to help you connect with others. You can only connect with others when you see and understand what they're going through, but first you have to experience yourself so that way you can continue to learn it within yourself. The reason why that's so important is because it shows that when you identify who you are speaking to, not only can you recognize it, it helps you communicate effectively. It helps you use the terminology rather than the big words. Like another word for vocabulary or words is vernacular. And the vernacular is a good word. It's a great, phenomenal word. But what happens is that vernacular is so educated, it sounds so much more educated. Vocabulary words is a lot more simpler because a lot of people can understand vocabulary and words. It's so important to recognize how you're marketing yourself, because when you market yourself, you're helping yourself. Not only are you helping yourself, you're helping the person that's struggling with the problem that you have overcame. See, when you identify who you're speaking to, you have to talk with them. You have to talk, You have to talk to them rather than at them. When you're talking at them, you're using these big words. When you're talking to them, you're speaking their language. You're using words that they use on an everyday process, on an everyday journey, on an everyday moment. Because it shows that you're able to connect with your audience. It shows that when you identify who you're speaking to, not only are you speaking to them, you're helping them. You can only help when you understand. You can only learn when you identify what you are learning and why you are speaking a particular way. You see, what happens is that when you market yourself, you're marketing your voice, your story, and what you have experienced by using the basic, simple words that you were using when you first started. I was watching this video by Alex Hormozi, and he mentioned an app to use. So as you're writing word or emails or anything of that nature, he was like, use this app called Hemingway. What Hemingway is, it breaks down the difficulty of a sentence. It makes it easier to read, makes it easier for someone who has a sixth grade level of education to understand it. Majority of people in this world, I forgot the percentage, I forgot the stat, but majority of people in the world read at a sixth grade level. That's not bad, but you have to meet them where they are at so you can communicate and market to them effectively. You don't have to sound too smart. One thing that I always learn is that when you are smart, when you are intelligent, you don't have to feel bad for communicating and adapting to your audience. It's not the fact that you are dumbing yourself down. What happens is that you are meeting people where they are at. When you meet people where they're at, not only are you able to recognize how you can go about helping them, you can see that you're helping them because you're able to communicate with them. You can only talk with them. You can only talk to them and not at them when you understand where they are at. You're not dumbing yourself down if you're marketing. If you have 5 degrees and you're trying to market to someone who would like to get started in school, you have to remember that your education is going to always be there. Your name is going to be on the degree. Your name is going to be on your I was going to say diploma, but that's for high school. It's going to be on your certificates. But what happens is that for someone who's looking to get started in college, is looking to get their first degree rather than their fifth degree, the language is going to be different. The information is going to be completely different. It's going to be so different because at some point, you were at that beginning phase where you wanted, when you wanted your first degree, when you wanted your second degree, but you had to get the first one. You had to get educated. You have to improve. You see, when you market yourself, you have to be willing to communicate with the person that's just starting. You see, when you identify who you're speaking to, everyone, no one is going to have your level of experience. In fact, some might have more, some might have less, some might just have just a tad bit more of where you at. What happens is that when we go from the lower end to getting educated, to learning, to gaining more experience, we pull away from the bottom. We pull away from that gap because we're not using the language that they can understand. We're not communicating with them effectively because we're educated now. We're so smart now. And mind you, there's nothing wrong with being smart. There's nothing wrong with being educated. But if you are going to market yourself, you have to be willing to communicate with the person and meet them where they are at. So you can't feed baby steak is what you're saying. Well, you tell me, man, can you feed baby steak? You see, when you identify who you're speaking to, you have to recognize that the language that you're using is very important. Because if you want to market to this person that's at the beginning phase of trying to figure out where they would like to go, what they would like to do, and how they would like to go about doing it, when you communicate with them because you're meeting them where they are at, when you meet them where they are at, they feel seen. They feel heard. They feel understood because you are able to recognize the problem. You are able to communicate the problem effectively and have solutions to solve that problem. When you're marketing yourself, when you're putting yourself out there, you're communicating to someone, not the whole entire crowd. If there's 20 people in the audience, 20 people are not. 20 people is not going. 20 people are not going to resonate with everything that you're saying. You don't need 20 people to. But what about 15 people? What about 16 people? What about 10 people? What about 2 people that are able to connect with you based off what you're saying and how you go about delivering it? Marketing is meeting your audience where they are at. Yes, you can be educated. Yes, you can be smart. Yes, you can be intelligent. What happens is that you get too intelligent and forget about the people who's just starting. And it's so challenging because it shows that when you market yourself, you have to be able to communicate. I remember I was in San Diego, California, before I got out the military, before I got out the Marine Corps. And I was going to this school called Palomar College. And as I'm at this school, I had to take a communication class. And the professor that was in there teaching the class, he was teaching communications, like how to speak publicly, how to speak like in front of an audience. And for one of the assignments, he was like, okay, so look online and look and see if you can find a speaker that you would like to emulate, or just pick one from the list, okay? So he had a list of maybe 25 different people in the class. It was maybe 5 of us, so we had a range of the different choices. And so as I'm picking the choices, as I'm looking at it, I look at Martin Luther King Jr. And I look at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I'm like, ooh, okay. I feel like I can pull a speech, read the speech, and really understand it. And so when I go home and do the homework, I'm doing the homework, but as I'm searching, of course, the first speech that comes up is that I Have a Dream speech by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That speech went globally, like it broke the internet, went worldwide. So he's known for this particular speech. He's known for this one. But the one that he's less known for is called What's Your Life's Blueprint? And so as I'm listening to the video, as I'm listening to him speak, I'm just listening to it. Then I'm like, okay, I listened to it the first time. I didn't really fully grasp it. And so I listened to it the second time. I kind of got it, but I still missed it. I listened to it the third time for a homework assignment. And as I'm listening to it, I heard him say something that was like very powerful. He said, if you're going to be a street sweeper, you be the best street sweeper. If you're going to be a janitor, you be the best janitor. He say, what he say? He say, I don't want to be a minister. I just want to be the best. I don't want to be a black minister. I want to be the best minister. You see, he understood in order for us to grow, he had to communicate rather than him having a doctor's degree because he was called Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., rather than him having a bachelor's degree, rather than him having an associate's degree, rather than him being a minister, he had to communicate to high schoolers at where they were at. That he met them where they were at because he communicated in a way where they can understand it. And not just they, people who's watching online. I saw the first coming that I said, the cameraman who actually recorded that. He said, I remember recording this for doing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. speech. And man, it was powerful. I felt it move within me. And as I'm feeling it move within me, not only did I feel it move within me, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made an impact on this young man's life. He had to come back years later and come in that he changed my life. You see, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. changed the cameraman's life because he met him. He was able to market to him in a way where he would understand it. When you're marketing yourself, you have to identify who you're speaking to, because even though you're smart, even though you're intelligent, even though you have your degrees, don't let your degrees distance you from the people that you would like to connect with. Because in order to market yourself, you have to be willing to connect with your audience where they're at, because it matters. Marketing is so important. Marketing is not just getting in front of people communicating. Yes, it's marketing. It's a form of marketing. Marketing is just not, it isn't just advertising, putting your stuff on a billboard. Yes, that's a form of marketing. Marketing isn't just using social media to market yourself. Yes, that is marketing. But if you get online, if you get on the billboard, if you get in the newspaper and just say words that doesn't connect with your audience, you can just say words and not speak to nobody. Because you're not connecting with nobody. Marketing is connecting with someone. It's identifying who you would like to speak to. And as you're speaking to them, understand that you have to use the language that they will understand. I'm learning Spanish right now. I've been learning Spanish for over the last 280-something days. 280 days. I think I hit 280 days today. And I've been watching I've been learning from Duolingo. Duolingo be on you. Duolingo be on you. Like, hey, you didn't do your training today. You didn't do your training today. Oh, your streak is almost over. You didn't do your training today. And so every day, I've been doing my training for the last 200 something days. So as I'm doing the training, as I'm learning Spanish, the Spanish words is completely different from the English words. It's completely different. It's pronounced differently. It's spelled differently. And so I have to really practice to understand how to pronounce the words, how to communicate the words, and how to understand the language. If I'm not putting time to understand the language will be confusing to me. And let me tell you, when I start to fully understand it, I wasn't even on my phone studying Duolingo. Like, I study like 10 minutes a day. I've been studying for 10 minutes the last couple of months. And I remember I went in this store, and it was two Hispanic people speaking their language. I speak in Spanish. So as they're speaking their language, I'm able to understand just a little bit. Not everything, but I'm able to understand just a little bit, just like it was English. But I'm like, ooh, she said, going for a walk, you're working, you're having fun, you're funny. She used the word coming cold. I pretend something. I told you I'm getting better. You know what I mean? But I'm learning the language. But I was able to like really, not really understand it, but understand it in a way where I can hear the language. I can understand the language just a little bit. And so as we were standing there, I'm listening to the conversation. I zoned out because I'm in their conversation now. I'm listening to them like, oh, yeah, I know what you just said. You said that? I know what you said right there. But I'm able to understand the language just a little bit. Just a little bit. Now, I'm working on speaking it. I just got to remember the words. But it's just a process behind everything. You have to learn the language of your ideal customer so you can speak directly to them. Now, when I start learning Spanish and I speak fluently like I speak fluent English, I can communicate with that audience. I can talk Spanish to them because that's the language that they speak. That's the language that they speak. And the reason why this is so important, because when you identify who you are speaking to, everyone is not going to have the same language. When you're marketing yourself, you can't speak to everyone. You can speak to someone, and someone will be similar in the crowd. You can only market yourself. You can only market correctly when you are using the correct terminology. When you are using the correct language, because you don't want to feel so distant because you're so smart. I remember last year, my first client that I ever worked with. My second client that I've ever worked with. He was a chiropractor. And which means he went to school for a long time. He know a lot of big words. He know a lot of things that consist of like the ology and whatever the words that the chiropractor use, right? Or that the doctor use in general. And so one day we got on a call, and as we on the call, I say, so tell me about yourself. He got to tell me about himself, but I stopped listening. I stopped listening because it was a distance within us. Like, even though we was talking on Zoom, it was a distance because I didn't understand nothing that he said. The only thing I heard was his name. And then after that, I just stopped listening. I got disconnected. I got disconnected because he wasn't speaking my language. I don't have a doctor's degree. I haven't been to school 8+ years. I'm not that intelligent, okay? So you're going to have to meet me where I'm at. And so one day we was talking and I'm like, to be honest, I have no idea what you just said. You lost me after you said your name. Like, I have no idea what you said. Mind you, he's a chiropractor. He went to school for a long period of time. He has a degree. In fact, he has multiple degrees. But he's too smart to communicate with someone who's just starting. He's too smart to market himself accordingly because the regular customer don't care about the knowledge that he got. Don't even recognize it. Because they don't understand it. They don't speak it. And so the following moment, so I was like, okay, hold on. Try this. Without your degree, without your education, without your experience, who are you? And when he thought about it, he started speaking and telling me who he was. He said his name, he said where he was from, he said he's a family man, he said everything, and I remembered everything. Because he spoke to me using my language. He didn't speak to me in his doctor's terminology, he spoke to me as a customer, like I don't know nothing about doctors, like I don't know nothing about chiropractors. Nor do I know the language that they speak. So I don't have to, but to market yourself, you have to be willing to adapt to your audience. You're not dumbing yourself down if you're able to communicate with someone that you would like to connect with. It's not dumbing down. In fact, it's adapting to. Because if you can adapt to your audience, you can identify who you're speaking to. Everyone don't have a doctor's degree. Everyone hasn't been to college. In fact, majority of people hasn't even graduated high school. But they understand basic information. They understand basic knowledge. They understand basic words. Like the example that I used earlier. So vocabulary is a simple word. Words is a simple word. Vernacular is a difficult word. It's a great word. Phenomenal word. But it's difficult. If you haven't heard of this word, if you haven't been around it, you don't fully understand what it is. I had to learn what it was. And it's so good I can pronounce it now. But I'm not talking to no one using vernacular. I'm talking to people using words, vocabulary, and terminology. because it matters to what you're saying. I remember my hometown, and someone was talking. They, mind you, the person that was talking, they've been in school. They've been in school for a long time. They using a different terminology, so it's a disconnect already because I'm hearing how you communicate. I'm not even listening. I'm not even listening. How can I? You too smart. And so he used the terminology, and he was like, yeah, the masses and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, the masses? I'm like, what is that? And he said, man, you don't know what that is? I said, no, because if I did, I'd be asking. No, I don't know what that is. He said, man, you really don't know what that is? No. What is it? What's the definition of it? What I came to learn is that people who are more intelligent down talk to people who are not as intelligent because there's a disconnect in the middle. They're distanced from one another. And what happens is that since the person over here doesn't fully understand what this person is saying, they stop listening. Like, I'm okay with asking questions. Like, if I don't know nothing, I'm going to ask it. But I'm a small percentage of someone that's going to do that. Everyone else is going to let you talk and not even be in tune with what they're saying. Marketing is being able to adapt to your audience and understand that you have to communicate to this person to where they can get what you're delivering. Because it matters. You can't speak to everyone because the language is different. You can't communicate to everybody because you have to figure out who you're speaking to. Because when you recognize who you're speaking to, not only can you identify this, you can market to them effectively. Because you're not dumbing yourself down, you're adapting to your audience. You're adapting to your audience because you're able to use words, use vocabulary that will help them understand what you are delivering, what you are sharing, and how you can help them. You see, when you help yourself first, now you have to be willing to help others. The next one I want to hit on is to not forget your problem. Next lesson I want to hit on is don't forget your problem. Next lesson I want to hit on is don't forget your problem. Forget your problem. Your problem. Don't forget your problem. And the reason why this one came about is because when you are bettering yourself, when you are learning yourself, when you are challenging yourself, you put yourself in a situation where you get disconnected from the issue that you had in the beginning. And when you get so intelligent, when you get so smart, when you have accomplishments behind your name, you often forget where you was at in the beginning. You see, when you don't forget the problem, you don't forget what you have been through. You don't forget what you have experienced. I remember yesterday I was driving. I was driving to school because I'm in college going for business management. And as I'm in school, I'm thinking about memories that I had as a kid. I'm thinking of memories that I experienced when I was younger. I remember we stayed in a neighborhood, and we stayed in the hood from Little Rock, Arkansas, small town Little Rock, Arkansas. And I was raised by a single mom who raised three boys by herself. And so when we was growing up, I remember this one time, the ice cream truck came on. Like the ice cream truck. I think that's a song. So the ice cream truck came around. But when it came around, it was like in a truck, like in a van. And it drive down the street. It turned and drive down another street. So at the time, I didn't fully understand this, but now that I'm older, I know that they was marketing themselves. The ice cream truck, every ice cream truck had the same ringtone, had the same sound. And whenever they came driving through the neighborhood, they played that song, they played the radio, and all the kids came running. All the kids came running because all the kids wanted ice cream. The ice cream was in the ice cream truck because the ice cream man was in the ice cream truck playing the ice cream tunes. You see, as I was driving on my way to school, I'm remembering this because I heard a similar beat to it. I heard a similar thing that made me remember like, dang, like they ain't got ice cream trucks no more? I remember being a little kid, like, we couldn't even afford the ice cream. Them jokers was like $1.49. Why is it $1.49? Who got $1.49? I remember it was one popsicle. It was SpongeBob on there. And the eyeballs was gum. I was looking forward to eating the ice cream. You see, what happens is that when you get older, when you have more experience, when you get more educated, you forget where you came from. You forget the problem, because in order to market yourself, you have to understand the problem that you are experiencing, or the problem that you have experienced when you was younger. I was raised in a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas, and I was raised by a single mom raising three boys by herself. Today, I had a physical therapy appointment, and it was this woman in there, or this couple in there, who had twins. And I asked, I said, hey, congratulations, are they fraternal or they identical? She said they're fraternal. And I'm like, in my head, I'm talking to myself about them. Like, how do you know that? How you know the terminology, fraternal and identical? Because I'm a twin. And when I was younger, me, my twin, my older brother, we look alike. Like, we have similar features. We look alike. We look alike. And they used to call us Shadrach, Meshach, and Billy Goat. And they used to call us that because it was three of us. You see, when I went to physical therapy and I saw the twins, I saw the parents with the twins, one mom had one son and the dad had the other son. And so I'm asking questions. So I'm like, so do they be talking in code to one another? Even though they're twins, even though they're fraternal twins is they don't look alike. Identical twins is that they do look like. And so I'm like, do they talk in code? Do they talk amongst each other? She was like, yeah, sometimes they do. Sometimes they be plotting and stuff like that. And I just laughed. I laughed. Because what happens is that as I got older, I still have a connection with my brothers. But I forget that memory. I forget that we grew up in the same house. I forget that we was raised by a single mom who raised three boys by herself. I forget that we was in the same house together, because it's been so long ago. I forget we used to rouse. I forget we used to play around. I used to get beat up on, but my twin brother was always there to save me. But Tony, my older brother, he was always there to whoop me. But if you don't have siblings, you wouldn't understand that it's just sibling love. It's just sibling love. It's sibling love. I am D say identical twins is same egg, fraternal is two different eggs. Yeah, nice way to put it. See, phenomenal way to put it. Identical twins is same egg, fraternal twins is two different eggs. And that's crazy. So we got, in fact, you just brought something up. We got blue corner eggs. So we got 18 eggs in here. All 18 eggs are white. Then we have another corner eggs. And it's like 12 in here. But these eggs are brown. So if you get a brown egg and a white egg and you compare them, this is fraternal twins. But if you look in the blue corner and you see all white eggs, these are identical twins. Just like if you look in the brown, the clear carton with the brown eggs, that's identical twins. Fraternal is when you grab one from each and you can put them up to the two, and you can clearly see one is a white egg, one is a brown egg. But they're twins. They're similar in different in many ways. You see, when you forget about the problem, you forget where you come from. You forget the struggle that you endured, that you went through, because you got too educated. You got too experienced. You just forgot about it. You forgot about it. You just got older. You got more mature, which there's nothing wrong with it. If you're going to market and communicate to a specific person, you have to speak to them where they are at. You have to meet them where they are at, rather than them meeting you where you are at, because there'll be a long time coming. Because if you're the one marketing yourself, if you're the one putting yourself out there, you have to be willing to communicate with people who don't know anything that you know, who are not familiar with the knowledge that you have, who are not familiar with the experience that you have went through. But you have to be willing to communicate your experience in a way where people will understand your marketing. How do you understand your marketing? Well, you have to never forget the problem. Never forget how you feel. Never forget where you came from. Never forget the struggles. Never forget the hard time. I remember another story when I was in elementary school. So we stayed on a street called Wakefield, and our school was literally 2 minutes away. We wasn't even far; like it was right behind the house. So we stayed in the house, and right behind our backyard, like, what's the school? So we can cut through the backyard, we can walk through the front and walk around it. And so I remember this one time, our backyard had a fence behind it. But this fence that was back there had a little hole in it that we can go in and out from, right? So as we are going in and out of this backyard to go to school, go to home, go to play, we're going through this gate. One, because it was already broken. And two, it was just easy access. See, I was raised in a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas, who was raised by a single mom, raising three boys by herself. And as we are in this house, staying here on Wakefield, we're able to see our school. We can see when it's open. We can see when it's closed. We can see when it's busy. We can see when it's not busy. We can see when parents are coming, when parents are leaving. We can see all that. Because we was right there. Like, our house was right there. We can see the school. And the reason why that's so important, because every day after school, we'll go change clothes, we'll put our outside clothes on, then we go play at the basketball court. We'll go through the gate that was open. We'll go through it, we'll grab our basketball, we'll play on a small rim. You see, now that I'm older, I forgot about that memory because I'm older. I haven't experienced that side lately. Like, I haven't went back there in a while, you know, in a long time, in fact. Like, once we moved from there, we ain't been ever since. But even then, when you remember where you come from, the memories that you are unlocking, you're able to market yourself effectively because people are at a place where you are no longer around. Because what happens is the people that's trying to get somewhere, the people that's trying to become more, the people that's trying to do more, they have to see what more is because of your marketing. Because of the way you're communicating, because of the way you talk to them, because of the way you see them. I remember standing in this house when I was raised in Little Rock, Arkansas, by a single mom raising three boys by herself. There was a candy lady, like, across the street from us. Not necessarily, like, across the street, but we had to walk. It was maybe 4 minutes away. It wasn't that far, but it was in the neighborhood. It was in the neighborhood. And so I remember as a kid, my favorite candy was Fruity Tootie. Fruity Tootie. And the candy lady, she kept bags of them. Like, she kept candy. It didn't matter at what day you came. It didn't matter what moment you came. She had candy for us. She had so much candy for us, we kept going back. And see, as we kept going back, not only did she have the candy, she was well welcoming. Like, hey, kids, like, you want some candy, but this is going to cost you just a little bit. This is going to cost you a little bit. You see, the older woman that was there selling the candy, she knew that the kids would like the candy, so why not keep supplying the candy? You see, she was marketing herself because she was known as the candy lady. The candy lady who had a whole bunch of candy. See, she knew something that we didn't know because we were kids, but she connected with us because she didn't make us feel distance. She didn't make us feel distance because she was able to connect with us in a way where we'd be able to remember her and how she was connecting with us. When you're marketing yourself, you have to be willing to communicate in the language that your customers, that your employees, that the people that's around you will understand. Because one thing that you don't want to do is get too smart is get too educated and then get too experienced, and now there's a distance, there's a gap, because you have all this education and the people that's around you don't have that much. You're not dumbing yourself down, you're adapting to your audience. Everyone doesn't speak the same language. I remember when I was playing football, and as I'm playing football in high school, now all the way up from peewee to high school, as I'm playing football, the language that we use was our everyday language because we was playing football every single day. And when we got around people who didn't play football and we communicated in football terminology, they looked at us like we was speaking Spanish. We were speaking like, okay, a linebacker had to get in a 32, had to get in a 21, and a running back has to run through the A gap, and the wide receiver has to do a hook curl. There was a language in football. There was a language in football. Someone who does not play football will not understand that, and they will look at you like you're speaking a different language. Because you are. You are speaking a different language. To market yourself, you have to break it down and make it simple with everything that you're doing. Because what matters the most is that you're able to identify how to connect with strangers, how to connect with others, how to identify who you're speaking to. You can only speak to the person when you recognize the problem that you want to solve. Why is that important? Because if you try to solve every problem in the world, you won't be able to solve one. You won't be able to solve none, because you have to be willing to identify the one that you need to solve. And of course, I just dropped my marker, so now I got a problem. Dang, that's crazy. Dang. I just dropped my marker. I'm writing red. Forget it. I'm writing red. See, my problem is that I dropped my marker. Well, my solution is I got another one. You see, one thing that helps a lot of people is that you're able to go to people who have solved the problem that you have. You have to be willing to go to others, because when you go to others, you're able to learn. You can learn. And the reason why, I didn't even turn that light on back there. I'm like, why is it so dark back there? The reason why that's so important, the reason why that's so needed, is because when you are marketing yourself, you have to position yourself where you understand the problem that you would like to solve, or you would like to identify what you are solving. You see, today, recently, October 1st of 2024, I started to do a challenge called the 90-Day Challenge to make $100,000. And I started this challenge because I wanted to prove it to myself. I wanted to show that I can do it. I wanted to show that it's possible to go from $0 to $100,000. But I don't know necessarily that I can do it in 90 days when I'm challenging myself to complete it in 90 days. So the reason why I'm doing this is because I'm pushing myself. I'm remembering the language. I'm remembering the stress. I'm remembering everything that I'm going through. Excuse me. Because after the 90 days, I will have a story to tell for the rest of my life. Everything that marketing goes, that marketing evolves around, is communication, is storytelling. It's a way where people don't forget what you are saying, what you are delivering, and how you go about sharing it, and how you go about expressing it. There's this book called The Art of the Storytelling. And as I'm listening to this book, he's referencing a lot of people who were speaking for a living. And the last guy that he referenced was Eric Thomas. In the book, he speaks about Eric Thomas and how Eric Thomas go around the world. He's the best motivation speaking around the world, speaking to people, talking to people, inspiring people. But he's able to meet people where they are at. So in the book, The Art of Storytelling, I'm reading this book and I'm learning from this book. And every time a new chapter comes or a new chapter starts, he tells a story. He don't go with, he states a point. He shares a story in this book, The Art of Storytelling, because people remember stories. People remember stories in a way where it helps them identify that they're on the right path. Stories is so much important than points, because the points come from the stories. If you can't tell a good story, people ain't going to be listening to you. People will stop listening to you because there's a distance, there's a gap, there's not a connection there. So when you're marketing yourself, you have to be willing to communicate in a way where you're telling a story from your experience, from a book, or from a book experience and it tied into a point. Because if I was just to get on live, get on this podcast and start talking about, first you have to market yourself. When you market yourself, you have to be tactical with it. When you be tactical with it, you have to present yourself in a way where people will understand what you are saying. As people understand what you are saying, you are marketing yourself. And when you market yourself, you just got to be in front of people. Like, people ain't going to remember that. Let me know in the comments if you're going to remember that. But instead, rather than me saying facts, 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 to market myself accordingly, I have to share a story from my experience. I have to share moments from my life and really express what I have learned tied into the education, so the point of the story, the point of the message can be felt even more. But you can only market yourself when you're able to communicate and meet your audience where they are at. Meet the person that you're speaking to where they are at, because at some point in time, we've all started at ground zero. We all started at level one. I remember playing the game Mario Brothers. And in the game of Mario Brothers, we played on a Nintendo Switch. And as we playing the game Mario Brothers, we playing it on the Nintendo Switch, and every time he jumped, he was like, woo, woo, woo. And so as I'm playing Mario Brothers on a Nintendo, Nintendo DS, I'm playing it and I'm having fun. Even though it's a simple game, all you're doing is running and jumping, running and jumping, running and jumping. But it was simple. It was fun. And it kept my attention. It kept my attention. You see, when you are marketing yourself, you have to keep people's attention. In order to market effectively, you have to know and speak the language that they're using. When you don't forget the problem, you don't forget what you have been through. Yes, you're going to develop. Yes, you're going to grow. Yes, you're going to experience things. But you have to be willing to let your memory just wander to your childhood, to your adulthood, to moments where you forgot, but at some point in time it'll be unlocked. At some point in time, when it's time for it to be unlocked, you have to be willing to share it. When you're able to share it, there's a lesson that can go into that. There's a story that can tie into that. There's a point that can be made. I remember when me and my lady, we had went to the gym and I had hit my eye on the dip bar. Like, so we went to workouts, we was working out, I had moved the machine up because I wanted to, like, do body weight. And so when I moved it up, I didn't properly lock it in. I didn't properly, like, secure it. And so even though I didn't secure it, I'm thinking it's locked in. And so as I do a dip, and what a dip is that you're lifting your body weight up and then you just dip in the air because you're using your arms. And so as I'm dipping on the bar dipped and hit me. And it taught me just to double check the equipment, because it was my fault. It was my fault because I didn't forget the problem. I didn't forget the problem. I recognized the problem. That's the last point I want to hit on, is that you have to recognize the solution. Forgive me, because this one gonna be red because I dropped my marker, but nonetheless, what I say, don't forget your problem. Have the solution. Or better, one better, have the lesson. Have the lesson. Have the lesson. And you want to have the lesson because it's something that you can teach. You want to have the lessons because it's something from your experience. You want to have the lesson because you're marketing in a way where people will remember you. And as they remember you, they remember your stories. I'm reading this book called The Mindful Innovator. And this book is good. Book is phenomenal. So when it first starts out, it starts off giving me facts. It starts off with, like, factual information. And it's telling me, like, to innovate, you have to be willing to understand what it is. Like, to innovate, what is that? But then came chapter 2. When chapter 2 came, he proceeds to share what made him actually write the book. And it made me remember it even more because he shared a story. He was able to market himself in the book because he was able to share his experience. He was able to be vulnerable with what he had been through. See, when you are remembering the problem, you have to be willing to be vulnerable with the solution. When you have the lesson, it comes from you. It comes from your experience. It comes from your education. It comes from what you have learned. It comes from what you have overcame. It comes from what you have tried and pushed through. Because to have the lesson, the problem has to weigh you down. And as the problem is weighing you down, at some point you're going to figure out how to get yourself back up. But you can only get up when you get knocked down. There's a song by T.I. and Rihanna, and it's called Live Your Life. And in the song, he explains, never mind what haters say, love them till they fade away. See, you gotta love your haters till they fade away, because if you're hating the problem that you have, it will never fade away. Your haters, on the other hand, can be hate from a distance. Your haters, on the other hand, will hate and not in front of you. And they don't stop you from living your life. When you have the lesson, they don't stop you from solving the problem. You just have to be willing to identify the problem and have a solution and have a way to come from the issue or come from the problem. Because you have to be willing to push yourself. You have to be willing to encourage yourself. You have to be willing to inspire yourself. Because the problem that you're dealing with, there's a lesson on the other side of it. There's a lesson on the other side of it. Because if you don't understand what the lesson is, then you will be in this problem forever. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps boot camp training. And as I entered this training, it was like maybe week six. We was about to go swim, do the swim test. And so we had five different stations that we had to do. We had to jump off a diving board. We had to take the gear off underneath the water. We had to swim 25 meters. We had to swim with a bag. And then we had to float in the water. In other words, we had to tread the water. Four of the exercises I was good with. Four of the trainings I was good with. And before every training, they give us a class. Like, okay, this is how you swim 25 meters. You get in the water, you use your arms, use your leg, and you just go 25 meters. Okay, no problem at all. This is how you take the gear off underneath water. And so they showed us, like, all the different stations that we're going to go through. Like, you dip your head, you take the stuff out, and you have to get out in a span of 15 seconds. Okay, no problem at all. So then for the next event, you have to throw the bag in. Then when you throw the bag in, you have to jump on the bag and then swim. And then swim. And as you're swimming, you have to swim to the other side. And then you'll be done. Okay, that sound easy. And then when you get on the diving board, this is what you're going to do. You're going to fold your arms. You're going to take a full 30-inch step. With a full 30-inch step is just a full step. You're going to step into the water. And then when you come out the water, you're going to put your hand on your head. And you're going to break the water. Like, when you come out the water, you're going to break the water. Like, I'm okay. Okay, no problem at all. Then the last test that we had to go through was that we had to float on water. But the way that showed us how to float, it was completely different than something that I've never done before. I wasn't sure on how to do it. I had doubt that I wasn't going to even make it through. So in the Marine Corps boot camp training, I do good on the first test, which is swim 25 meters. I do good on that. Then the second test come, and as the second test come, I had to swim with a bag. So I do good on that. And then the third test come where I had to get underneath the water, take the gear off, and in the span of 15 seconds, I did good on that. And then I had to jump off the diving board and break the water and swim to the wall. And so I did that. At first, I was hesitant when I got on the diving board because he was like, okay, now step. Like, take the step. I was like, man, anybody trying to do that? I'm in my head like, anybody trying to do that? But I ended up taking a step, but when I took the step, like I went in the water, I came up and I broke the water. And then the last exercise came. So during that time, me and my dog, we was there. It looked like he was stressing. So I'm trying to get him some words of encouragement. I'm like, hey, man, we almost done. Just the last one, like, man, we almost done. And so we standing there. Mind you, we just did four different exercises in the water, and we're cold. The AC is on. The AC is blowing. The air conditioning is blowing. It's cold. But we're standing there. And so my dog, he was like, man, yeah, like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I don't think he was saying it, but that's what I got from it. I'm like, bro, we almost done. We almost done. Just the last one. And so it's our time to get into the water. As we get into the water, we did what they told us to do. Okay, so now you're going to sit on the wall. You're going to put your butt in the water. Keep your feet up. But hold on to the sides. Hold on to the rail. And when we say go, you're going to let go of the rail. And then you're going to float. I said, ooh. Okay, come on. I'm in my head now. So in the Marine Corps, when you go with somebody, it's called a battle buddy. So my battle buddy, he was like, we was there side by side with one another. And so we get in the water, we put our feet on the wall, we got the wall, and we're waiting to be told to go. I'm like, ah, it's cold. I'm in this water. Let's go ahead and get it. Excuse me. I think you had to stay above water for like 5 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. It was a long time. And so he was like, are y'all ready? It was like maybe 10 of us. Everybody said, yeah, Staff Sergeant. I think he was a Staff Sergeant. Everyone said, yes, we're ready. And what a Staff Sergeant is a rank. Everyone said, yes. And so he was like, all right, okay, you ready? Everybody grabbed onto the wall. He was like, all right, now let go. Everyone let go. And as I let go of the wall, I feel myself doing good. I feel myself floating on the water. I just got to wait extra 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Let's get it. So as I'm floating on the water, my battle buddy, my dog, my brother, he ended up moving my arm just a little bit. He ended up moving my arm just a little bit. And I went from floating to drowning. I went from floating to drowning. Look, the whole time I'm trying to motivate him. The whole time I'm trying to encourage him. But when he hit me, it wasn't even like a full nudge. It was just like a little tap. And so when he hit me, I lost it. And rather than me floating, I was drowning. I was drinking the chlorine. I was trying to get the water, trying to get out the water. You see, the lesson in there is that when you overthink the problem, when you overthink what you're going through, it's going to be a lot worse than when you get into it because you're constantly overthinking it. And when you understand how to overcome it, now you can help others. When you help others, you have to remember where you were at that time. You have to remember what you were experiencing, what you were thinking, and how and why you were thinking this particular way. Because it matters to what you're thinking and how you're going about thinking it. When you learn the lesson and you recognize the problem, now you have the solution behind it. Because what happens is that the secret of marketing is identifying who you're speaking to. You have to recognize who you would like to talk to. You can't talk to everybody, but you can talk to somebody. But you have to meet them where they're at. The next one is don't forget your problem. Don't forget what you have been through. Don't forget what you have experienced. Don't forget the words and the language that you was using. Because to market effectively, you have to communicate, meet people where they are at. Because it's going to help you market effectively. And when you market effectively, you have to have the lesson. Or you have to have the solution to the problem. And market the lesson. Because the lesson is your story. The lesson is you sharing your experience. The lesson is you overcoming the problem. And if you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And leave in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway on the secret of marketing and how you're going to start sharing your story, your experience to connect with your ideal audience. I appreciate y'all and I'll see y'all next time.